Gavin, you were here after the Miami loss and how the rest of the season went. Brennan says that with these guys in this locker room, he's confident that it won't happen like that. Why are you confident that this is the group that's able to turn it around and continue to have a great season?
I mean, right after the game, there was so much positivity up there already, even after a hard loss like that. And I think myself and a lot of guys have taken pride in not allowing what happened last year in our program and the, you know, the poutiness and whatnot to happen anymore. And I think that I don't think it will happen anymore.
What's been the difference in the first half offense and second half offense last 2 weeks?
I mean, maybe we got a little complacent as a whole. And we really, we're still, as an offensive line wise, I mean, I don't change anything I do. And I know the guys beside me don't change anything that they do. And the quarterback and same with Corey, whoever's running the ball. It just hasn't, maybe we got a little too complacent and we won't let that happen anymore.
How important is it to bounce back with next week, because you have a home game against Houston after that, and you would like to see what you saw today fan-wise?
I mean, next week's a big rivalry game for us, and I think a lot of us older guys and the guys that have been here and have played Miami before last season even are taking a lot of pride in bringing that bell back to Cincinnati. So that's a big game on us. We're not worried about Houston at all. We're worried about Miami. And they had a bye week, and I'm sure they're going to I'm sure they all watched the game today. They're going to try and throw something at us that we haven't seen. But we'll be prepared for it.
You're obviously someone who would like to run the ball a lot. It's kind of how you make your money. When UC gets so pass happy in the second half and situations where they can kind of take control of the game on the ground with how Corey was running, what's your reaction to that? Are you someone who saying, you know, let's just pound the rock, or are you fully trusting in what Coach Satterfield and what Brennan can do?
I fully trust in the coaches and the coaches that we have here. I love learning running the ball, and we had did it a lot until last season, and that's where I really started to love running the ball as much as I do. But whatever's called out there, I'll protect as long as I can, along with the guys that we got beside me. And we're just trying to win football games, yeah.
Pitt was able to get in Brennan's face a good amount. From just knowing what happened on the field, what kind of grade would you give the offensive line and pass pro?
I mean, pass protection, they figured out that when, you know, they walked seven guys on the line of scrimmage, they kind of knew where I was going to slide it, and that's where they would attack us away from that. So they schemed us up pretty well, and we made some adjustments, and then once it got back to, you know, where we would expect to see that look, we didn't see it at all. So, I mean, I think we had the right call after we figured out, you know, that they're scheming us up. But we just never got back to the point where we had that look anymore.
You said earlier that you don't see the poutiness this year.
No.
And don't expect you guys to respond the way you did last year. Is that because of, you know, spending so much time this summer with the guys and in the spring? What makes you confident in feeling that way?
And I think, yeah, like you said, and the coaching staffs, I think they brought in the right guys for this team. Every single guy that's came in, older guy, younger guy, doesn't matter, has some type of, character about him and won't do that. And, you know, they were either raised right or they came from a program that, you know, didn't allow that either. I think the coaching staff had a big part in that, and I think they've done a great job.
Do you think you guys are more resilient or will be more resilient than you were last year?
I believe so. Got a lot of guys that have played a lot of ball, a lot of guys that are good leaders for us, and I think we won't have any of the same issues we had last season.